Hello, strangers. This is Horace Williams Jr. of the PleasingToThePod.com podcast. I hope you all are well. I don't think I've talked with you since Easter, before Easter. Hope you had a good Easter. It's funny how many people show up on Easter Sunday. I wish they would show up the Sunday after, though. It's a dramatic difference in the number of people that show up for Easter and Christmas. Like, there's something special about that they don't feel the same need to show up on the other Sundays of the year. But I'm thankful that at least they come on those Sundays. Maybe they can hear the word and come to know Jesus. But I want to ask you something about tomorrow's. Tomorrow has become a popular, very popular word these days. We tend to put things off for tomorrow. You know, and one thing I have learned the hard way with the stroke and everything and different things that happened in my life is that our tomorrows are not promised. I published a post on the website titled The Fragility of Life, A Bounty of Tomorrows is Not Promised. Check that out on the website, HoraceWilliamsJr.com, H-O-R-A-C-E, WilliamsJr.com. Check that out when you have the time. But I think what really struck me about the tomorrows is goes back to the pandemic and the things that happened during the pandemic and the way people were dying and people were getting sick, and it just was kind of an eye-opener as far as, you know, our tomorrows are not promised. And I remember writing the book, The Furnace of Affliction, a couple years before the pandemic, and it didn't get to the editor until the year of the pandemic, 2020. And when it was all set to be published, it was basically 6 weeks after my father had gone to be with the Lord. And I immediately considered pulling the book off the shelves because I wanted to write about the pain of grief, because I had written about emotional pain, physical pain, and spiritual pain, but I had been kind of not really talked about the pain of grief. And I didn't cry a lot, but there was a hole. It seemed like it was just lodged in my stomach. And I was telling someone, that must be your soul. That felt like it was a hole in my soul. Not to be cute with the rhyming, but that's what it felt like. It wasn't heartburn. It just hurt for what seemed like forever. And, you know, and so for me, I guess the title of this podcast is Different Shades of Grief. And for me, the grief has hit me at different times since my father's passing in 2020. Even though I'm thankful that he's in heaven and he's no longer, no longer any pain. I'm so thankful for that. And I know he's been in the ear of Jesus and the Apostle Paul and is in a much better place. But then, 3 weeks ago, Saturday, my sister, my older sister who was there when I said my goodbyes to my dad, she lost her husband. He went home to be with the Lord. And let me tell you, speaking of pain, nothing can prepare you for the pain of a sister crying on your shoulder, sobbing because she's lost her husband of almost 30 years. That's a different kind of grief, a helpless feeling. And so it's been a challenging last several weeks. To be honest, I meant to come on the podcast about 3 or 4 weeks ago, but I just didn't have the words. And so think it was a couple weeks ago, maybe 10 days ago, was when I wrote the post, The Fragility of Life. And so I'm slowly but surely kind of getting thought process in my head and feeling like I'm able to think coherently, and I'm excited. I finished introduction for the new book, An Amazing Guide, and even maybe working on a novel after The Amazing Guide book comes out. I had some fun brainstorming with a friend of mine of over almost 30 years I've known her. We had fun brainstorming. A couple of days ago. And so we came up with my pseudonym, which I'm not going to tell you, and main character's name and a couple other characters' names. So we had a lot of fun with that. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how the Lord leads when it comes to that. But I just want to come on and encourage you, because even though I have been to several funerals or celebration of life services, and there was nothing that touched me more than watching my baby sister and her husband having to put their tiniest of babies in the ground. I thought I would never feel a grief like that. And then here we are, I don't know how many years later, you know, you lose your father and then you lose your brother-in-law or your husband. And it's just, as I was telling one of my, I believe he's my oldest nephew, or one of them, if God blesses you to live long enough, you will see people that you grew up idolizing, grew up watching on TV, people that you love, they may pass away. And so you just have to thank God for giving you the grace to carry on and seek His will for what His purpose is for you in the time that you have here on this earth. I think for me, now being, 14, almost 14 years since the stroke, July 1st will be 14 years, Lord willing, it always kind of pushes me to fulfill His purpose for me and not take advantage or misuse the time that He has blessed me with to make an impact for His kingdom. So for those of you that are hurting, know a prayer is going up for you, that God will give you the same grace and encouragement, and that you experience His presence. That's one phrase my sister used, that you experience His presence in whatever you're going through. So I thank you for your patience. I thank you for those that follow me and still listen and still tune in. But I want to say a prayer for those that are hurting or who have lost someone, a loved one or a friend, or and then I'm going to sign off, because not sure where I'm going, but I do want to share something. You know, God talks about it all the time in the Bible, as far as that our tomorrows are not promised, or we don't know what the future holds, or to not be worrying about tomorrow, but focus on today, because each day has enough trouble of its own. So even though you know tomorrow's not promised, do what you can today. Make the most of your today. Tell someone that you love them today. Tell your loved ones that you care about them today. Don't put things off today. Don't put things off today that you want to do tomorrow. You know what I'm saying. Don't put things out that can be done today for tomorrow. There we go. But one verse that I shared on my IG page, I think a couple of weeks ago, is a scripture verse that has meant so much to me from the time I was a little child to now. But it's to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto our own understanding. And then in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So there's three phases to that. Trust in Him. Don't lean on your own understanding. And acknowledge God in everything you do. Do those three things. What's the result? And He will direct your path. So don't forget that. Take that verse for today. carry it with you, cling to it, memorize it, believe it, and live it. I will be back shortly on the podcast with a new episode. May also have some news about the podcast and the direction we're going. I'll share that with you next time. But I want to thank you for tuning in. This is Horace Fumes Jr. of the PleasingToThePod.com podcast. Keep your eyes on Christ. Hope you have a blessed week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.